Catching up with Jason and Scott at Woodland Firearms in Berrega. Thanks for some of your time today, Jason.
Yeah, no problem, Adam. Good to be here.
We didn't really get to check in with you last week, if I remember correctly, because we had that radiothon going off for St. Jude.
Oh, yeah, I guess so, eh?
Yeah, we got some catching up to do. Let's talk bear check numbers first and any big bears and any cool stories.
I think we checked in 25 now. A lot of kids getting bears, so that's nice. Good to see.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, but nothing real big. Our biggest is still 350, but we've had, I think, 3 or 4 young girls getting some nice bear in the 200 range. So, yeah, good to see.
Excellent. Well, I'd like to hear more about some of these young ladies who are getting these bears then. Is any of the cool stories that they told you at all, or are they getting them over bait with dogs? What's the stories?
The three that come to mind, they were over bait. One girl, she must be 10 years old. That was her first bear. And they shot that bear right before we got hit with that big storm. They were sitting in the blind, and they said it come in right before dark, and she put a 308 through it, and it didn't go very far, and that was a good thing because we got hammered with that storm, and they had trees all over in that area. So they said they would have probably never found it if she didn't have a good shot. But that was cool. And then this morning I had two girls come in, sisters from downstate. They were both successful. And them bear were both 180 pounders. We didn't get to weigh them here, but they weighed them before they processed them. So, yeah, it's looking good. It's good to see these young hunters out there.
Well, I certainly would love to hear that story firsthand from that young lady and her dad if you have a way you might be able to get a hold of them.
Yeah, I can do that. I'll get a hold of them and give them your contact info.
Awesome. That sounds like a really cool story, and I'm with you. It's good to see young folks, especially young women, young girls, getting out there and experiencing some outdoor hunting activities and things. So, all right, let's go to grouse and woodcock. Any news there?
The woodcock, I have not been hearing too much. I know last time I talked to you, the gentleman that flushed 29 and didn't get any, he ended up stopping somewhere else on the way home, and he ended up getting 3. But the grouse, I'm hearing guys are getting them. One guy I talked to, he got 9 already. Another guy seen 16 the other day out in the woods. I hit one with my truck last night, not on purpose. I was cruising down, and one flew out, bam, stopped to look for it, couldn't find it. But they're seeing them, so that's good. Because last year, the year before, the numbers were not good. So I'm going to get out a little more, hopefully soon here, and hopefully bag a few.
Well, I appreciate the update on that, and I'd like to get back with you guys later this hour, talk to you maybe about archery deer season, getting ready to open up, get us all pumped up for that. Plus, there's some good fishing going on right now, too, with this change in the weather, it sounds like, and I'd like to talk to Scott about that if we could get a little more time from you guys.
Yeah, no problem. I'll hand her over.
Jason from Woodland Firearms in Berrega, and we'll continue, so stay tuned right here to The Outdoor Show.